VWA, mobile, listening. Anybody out there this morning?
KN4RJN, nobody here but us chickens.
What's up, John? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. How about you?
Well, my little shindig just about wore me out, but I got it off, pulled it off without a hitch, and it was just a ton of fun. Had 30 people up, and everybody was socially distancing and having a good time, and you know, we had that cookout. It was just a ton of fun with all my old high school folks.
Hang on a second, my other band is popping in there and cutting you out. Let me get rid of it. 4VWA, KN4RJN, you still there?
Oh, yeah, just like a bad habit. I'm always around. So is that little radio a dual VFO?
Oh, boy, you're in a kind of a bad spot. You're cutting in and out.
Okay, now I'm back up on a hill. Yeah, is that radio you got there, is that a dual VFO?
There for a minute, but yeah, it's a dual band.
The both bands at the same time.
It's quite all that. I had the other band tuned to the Mount Mitchell repeater, which I don't get very well for some reason. Somebody was trying to transmit on there, and it cuts you out when it does. So I put it on a frequency that I know there's nothing there.
Yep. I got an 8900 Yaesu, and I monitor two frequencies at the same time, or two bands at the same time. That is fun to do. So do you ever get on Mount Mitchell?
Pull in Mount Mitchell too well. I've tried listening to it a couple times, and I get a whole lot of static. That and whatever band the Anderson net, or whatever repeater the Anderson net bounces off of, I don't pull that in too well either.
We're going to have to string you out some antenna wire out there. We're going to have to get you hooked up, bud.
I don't know if you're in a bad spot or atmosphere or what, but you're cutting out pretty bad. I'm getting a whole lot of static and not a whole lot of voice.
I'll be back in there in just a minute.
Copy on any of that.
For DZS listening, I'm picking both you guys fine up on the repeater, KO4DZS over.
Police station, I caught part of that. Say again, please.
So this is KO4DZS. I was just listening. I just want to let you guys know that I'm picking both you guys up fine on the repeater.
Yeah, this is KN4VWA. So you're bringing me out just fine?
That's affirmative. I'm picking both you guys up fine on the 146010 repeater, KO4DZS, over.
KO4DZS is KN4VWA. I appreciate that comeback. I thought I had something wrong here. John, you got something going on your receive end, buddy.
KN4RJN, both of you are, I'm getting about every other word, and you keep cutting out, so I don't know what's going on.
What was your call sign again? Say again.
Alaska 4 Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS. My name's Scott, over in Pendleton.
Roger, Scott. I think we've talked before. I wonder what he's got going on. I hadn't had any problems out of this radio I'm on, and I was monkeying with it last night. And I've got it in my 2019 Dodge 2500 diesel, and man, I'm so proud of this thing. I hit Slovenia last night with it. It's an 857D, and man, it just popped out there really good. Propagation was just great last night that was around 14,235.
KO4DZS, yeah, I just got my general license a week ago Saturday, and it's probably going to be a couple months before I get any kind of HF rig set up, but I really look forward to it. I did recently start playing around with the D-Star a little bit on this little radio. It's a little ICOM ID 4100A, KO4GZS, over.
KO4GZS, 4BWA, Scott. Let me tell you what, bud, the sky opens up when you get into that general, and all of a sudden you want to jump up to the extra because it opens up more frequencies on the upper bands. On the upper meters. And, man, I tell you what, it starts getting fun. You get into offshore DX, and you probably get into some FT8. Man, I tell you what, that's fun.
This is KO4DZS. Yeah, I'm kind of trying to get the book right now. I guess I can get it from the ARRL site, the study guide for it. But try to get it on Amazon because it's free shipping. But according to Amazon, the new book's not in print. I guess maybe they sold all the first run print copies. KO4DZS over.
Well, the first book for Extra started out July 1st is the date this year, and that's the new book. And I tell you what, I'm not even sure that ARRL has the new Extra book out yet. So I got a study guide that's out. That's real good, that has all the new stuff. And I got it off of Amazon. And I also found a site that has all the new testing questions. And I just take practice tests, man. That's working real well for me, because I got to move up to my extra also.
Yeah, affirmative. Yeah, when I'm, that's how I got the general. Like, so the ARRL site has, they have all the practice exams with the actual questions, and they also have the study guide, and you can study by chapter, study by category, whatever, and you can just sit there and just take each question, the actual questions, over and over again, and, you know, sooner or later, repetition takes over. I just want to have the book, though, just because I like to have it for a review. I got the other two. But according to the ARRL, they do have the book, but like I said, it's like $12 more because they want like $12 to ship it. KO4DZS over.
Hey, I tell you what, keep taking the practice test, keep studying online, and be patient on the book, and it will pop up on Amazon, and you can get it for about $32, $34, I think.
It was like $39, but then, like I said, ARRL doesn't give you free shipping, so they tack like $12, $13 on top of that, so it gets a little more expensive. And that's, you know, if it was $5 or something like that, I wouldn't care. I'd buy it from them. But once you get up, now that's substantially higher, you know. So I was gonna wait. But yeah, I think there's another testing section gonna be at the end of August. We'll see if I'm ready. Did a lot of studying and cramming to get the general, but I did well on the test, but I got it, and yeah, I do look forward to getting the extra. KO4DZS over.
I tell you what, with everything that's going on with COVID and all that business, they were having the test in the parking lot. I'm not sure what they're doing now, but they have it every third Saturday over there at Red Cross. And I know one of the VEs, and I'll ask him what they're doing. So, and they're having it down in Anderson somewhere also. I'm not exactly sure. But, there will be places to take it. Just don't know exactly in what form.
Yes, this is KO4DZS. Yeah, I've actually done two COVID tests because I've been listening for a long time and have been wanting to get it, and I finally got around to doing it. The end of May, I took my technicians, and then just first, it would have been the last week of June, no, excuse me, the last week of July, that I took my general, both of them were under the COVID, and I did mine in Anderson. And what they do is you sign up ahead of time. You got to register ahead of time. And then you have to call them when you get in the parking lot. I'm going to let this drop. And after you call them in the parking lot, they bring everybody up one by one. And I think they only allow like 8 or 9 people in the test, so they'll have multiple sessions. That's what they did last time. And they got everybody all spread out and everything like that. They bring everybody up one by one. You got to have a mask on, and they make you use hand sanitizer when you walk in. And they actually checked your temperature for the when I took the general. And I believe in Seneca they're doing it. I'm going to let this drop. They're doing it. I think there's a restaurant called the Sweet Spoon or something like that up there. It's in the Walmart parking lot up there, I think, in Seneca. And they, I think they're not, you don't have to register, but I think they have more space. KO4DZS, over.
Well, I'll just wait for them to do it over at the Red Cross building in Greenville. I'm already in Inman, and I don't know of them doing it in Spartanburg anywhere, but, yeah, I'll just wait for Greenville. That's not such a drive. For me, Seneca would be 2 hours, and Anderson would be about an hour and a half.
But yeah, see, I live on the other side, so for me, it's actually probably 50-50 for me to go from either Seneca or Anderson, because I live in Pendleton. That might be a little closer to go to Anderson. Maybe. It's downtown Anderson, so it's probably about equal. But, like I said, I work in Greenville, but I've been working from the house since February, so I've been up to the office a couple times just to get some supplies and stuff. That's about it. KO4DZS, over.
Yeah, you do some kind of communications, don't you?
Like kind of commercial building management systems. So I do, you know, a lot of the stuff we do, like the communication, it's like more like BACnet and Modbus, a lot of stuff like that, proprietary communication, just like industrial communication links. KO4DZS, over.
Yep. That's what I spoke to you before, and that's what I thought I remembered. You're not with Dave Zimmern, are you?
Could you come back with that?
You're not with Dave Zimmern, are you?
Oh, I actually work for Train in Greenville, the HVAC company.
Wow, okay. I didn't know they were into that kind of stuff.
We're not the residential. The residential and the commercial are two separate entities, and yeah, basically that's pretty much all we do. We have all, you know, the nationwide. We have offices all over, but that's what we do. We do energy management, building communications, just a lot of, you know, a lot of office building stuff with building controllers and a lot of process stuff for a lot of these plants and stuff around. We do a lot of chiller plants and stuff like that too. And in fact, we do the whole Greenville County School District. KO4DZS, over.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, you know what? We've kind of left KN4RJN out of the loop here. John, are you still in there? And can you hear us now?
KN4RJN, yeah, I cleared up there after a while. There was a whole lot of static and cutting out, but I've got you both clear now, so I don't know what was going on there, but whatever it was went away.
It was the thermal throttle attached to the ramiflager shaft. I bet you money. So, well, I'm glad it cleared up. Yeah, I was talking to Scott here and trying to give you a chance to see if you can figure out what was going on.
Well, I had some issues previously with my Raspberry Pi interfering with my my radio because it was so close. And I talked with Dave, W4DJW. He told me to put a tone on that thing to cut that out, and I did, and that cleared up that problem. But I've noticed that there are some signals coming in from somewhere that I don't get any audio, but I get an indication that a signal's coming in, and that happens every once in a while. That might be a stray frequency or whatever, but whenever it does that, it cuts out sometimes a signal that I actually want to hear. So that was going on, apparently, and I don't know if I need to take the tone off my this frequency or if something else is going on. But anyway, it's cleared up, so I can hear you now.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And if either one of you can tell me who used to say that, I'll be impressed. There for a little while, Scott, there for a little while, we were getting some QRM from a distant repeater on the same frequency on 610. And man, I thought I had all kind of problems with my radio until I finally figured out it was propagation cutting in on our repeater.
Would have been Lawrence Welk.
Say again?
And his Champagne Orchestra.
Okay, bud, now I'm impressed. You sound way too young to have that bit of garbage knowledge.
So then you think, Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee.
Oh, hey, Gary, how you doing? I thought you were Scott that came back in there with that.
There he is.
Yes, no, but I do have many a memory of my childhood with my parents watching Lawrence Welk, and then right after Lawrence Welk, Hee-Haw came on. KO4GZS, over.
And this generation thinks that Lawrence Welk is an old perv because he got out there and he danced with all the ladies in the audience. When the orchestra would crank up, he'd go pick them out and dance with them. Back in those days, that was just good to call.
It's been a while. I'm not very young. I'm 55, so I've been around a while. 55, I feel like I'm 75, but yeah, I'm no spring chicken. KO4GZS, over.
Well, Roger on the spring chicken. I'm feeling it lately. So how are you doing there, spring chicken, Gary?
Fine. Just rolling out of the homestead, heading into town. I'm going to run some errands and then go see a friend. So, yeah, everything's great.
Even at all. Oh, not getting caught.
Being caught.
It don't count. You're way ahead of the game. Well, listen, guys, I've destinated over here at the Lowe's in Greer. I'm going to run in and get some material so I can go over and fix a toilet in my building this morning. Either one of you want to join me? Oh, 73s, I will catch you guys later. Scott, behave. Gary, no hope. John, get that figured out, boy. I'll catch you guys later. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
74, Echo, Echo, Yankee, clear.
73 to you. This is KO4 DZS. I'm clear, too.